Hey, Sunil.
All right. Thanks, Jim. I'm Sunil Gowalla, Director of the CSO. Thanks for joining us this evening. The draft EA, Site Decommission Plan, and Conservation District Use Application detail our intent, complete removal of the CSO and full restoration of the site. This will be done in compliance with the Comprehensive Management Plan and our sublease. This goal reflects Caltech's continued commitment to Malama, the CSO site, and Mauna Kea. We understand that the CSO decommissioning project is a topic of deep community interest, and we're aware that this effort will serve not just as an example, but as a template for future decommissionings. Therefore, the Caltech team has worked closely with the Center for Mauna Kea Stewardship, CMS, and its predecessor, the Office of Mauna Kea Management, OMKM, throughout the planning effort to meet the highest standards for this decommissioning. The CMS staff and members of their advisory committees and boards have been very helpful. Our project team thanks them for their efforts, advice, and guidance. We believe that the draft EA fully and accurately assesses the potential impacts to the natural and human environment that may result from implementing the CSO decommissioning project and its alternatives. In doing so, it fulfills the requirements of HRS Chapter 343 and adequately supports the Conservation District Use Application. Finally, we believe that it accurately concludes that Caltech can completely remove the CSO and fully restore the site without lasting adverse impacts to natural and cultural resources consistent with the spirit of leaving Mauna Kea as we found it. At this point, I'll hand off to Jim Hayes from Planning Solutions, who will present the draft environmental assessment in CDUA.
Thank you, Sunil. So we're going to talk about the draft EA and the Conservation District Use Application, both of which are available for download at the Office of Conservation and Coastal Land website. Now, we understand the draft EA can be a daunting document at three volumes, but the Conservation District Use Application provides the same material in a more condensed and easily reviewed fashion. And then if you want greater details, you can go to the draft EA and find various topics covered in the chapters as summarized here. And it includes bookmarks for handy reference. The preferred alternative, as Sunil mentioned earlier, and which is detailed in Chapter 2 of the draft EA, is the complete removal and full restoration of the site. The Conservation District Use Application is for the implementation of the preferred alternative, as we discuss it here. Now, the terms complete removal and full restoration are specifically used because they are defined in the university's comprehensive management plan and the decommissioning process outlined in that plan. So the photograph on the left side of the slide is a view of the CSO site from a nearby historic site. So you can see the facility here. And then the photograph on the right is a rendering showing the same view with the CSO removed. So following the project, it should look similar to that. So briefly summarize, the preferred alternative involves the complete removal of all above ground and underground facilities from the CSO site, except for some shared infrastructure. Caltech will provide funds to the University of Hawaii for the future removal of shared infrastructure as part of the proposed action. Then full restoration of the CSO site, including topography and habitat, as closely as possible to its pre-construction condition. And lastly, conducting monitoring for a period of 3 years following the decommissioning to characterize the effectiveness of the restoration effort. So during the project, BMPs and monitoring will be followed and conducted. These BMPs comply with the comprehensive management plan and the management actions outlined in that plan. You can see the best management practices summarized here on the left, and on the right, the monitoring activities. There will be four monitors, the decommissioning manager, who will be present during all times or potentially present during all times and is independent of the general contractor, is a person that is selected by the Center for Mauna Kea Stewardship. Then there'll be an archaeological monitor who will be present during ground disturbing activities, and a cultural monitor that will also be present during ground disturbing activities. Then the invasive species monitor who will conduct monthly site surveys for non-native species and conduct regular vehicle and material inspections. Chapter 4 of the EA contains a detailed analysis of potential project impacts, and it covers the topics listed here. We're going to touch on some of those topics in the next few slides, but the environmental assessment determines that the project will not have a significant adverse impact on any of these resources. Going into depth related to cultural and historic resources, no archaeological resources were identified within the direct effect study area, and the cultural impact assessment concluded the project will have no direct effect on cultural practices. Now, there are some historic properties and a historic district within the CSO viewshed. Those resources will experience a benefit because the project will partially restore the appearance of the summit area. This will result in an enhancement to the integrity of setting, feeling, and association for those sites and the district. And as outlined previously, the project will be implementing BMPs and monitoring to ensure that that remains the case. It is expected that lichens, mosses, vascular plants, such as the fern shown in the photograph here, and arthropods will recolonize the site after it has been restored. Such recolonization has been observed in smaller disturbed areas in the summit region. Now, the recolonization is expected to take time due to the relatively harsh habitat and conditions in the summit region, but we will be monitoring the site for 3 years following project completion, and we'll be able to assess the restoration success. Overall, the reduction in hardscape, the increase in natural habitat, and the recolonization of that habitat by species that are already established in the area represent an environmental benefit. I'll also note that no adverse effects on wakeyew bugs are anticipated because the site's lava flows are not considered prime wakeyew bug habitat, and nearby wakeyew bug habitat will not be disturbed. Associated with water resources, we've developed a phase two sampling and analysis plan, which outlines sampling that will be conducted following the removal of the observatory's concrete slab foundation and the removal of the cesspool. We will conduct the sampling, analyze the samples, and respond as appropriate. We'll be following or exceeding Department of Health guidance, including guidance related to cesspool closures. No long-term impacts to water resources, including surface waters, with the only surface water in the region being Lake Waiau, shown in this photograph, are anticipated because the proposed action will remove all sources of potential contamination, and Lake Waiau is outside of the CSO's watershed. Caltech has prepared a traffic management plan to better understand and manage project-related traffic. Van pools will be used to limit traffic when appropriate, and traffic on the access road will increase, but the traffic volume will remain less than 100 vehicles a day. And certainly at 100 vehicles a day, traffic flow will not be significantly impacted. As stated here, it will take roughly 70 trucks to remove the CSO from Mauna Kea. We have been coordinating with the County of Hawaii regarding the recycling and disposal of that material, and we will be maximizing recycling as best we can. There will be up to 3 roll-off bins, similar to the green one shown in this photograph, staged at the site, and each of those bins will be designated for either landfill or recycling. Now, we believe a substantial portion of the material can be recycled, because much of the CSO's mass consists of steel beams and the aluminum skin of the observatory, both of which can be recycled. The recycling trucks will go to Hilo, and the landfill trucks will be directed to West Hawaii. Also available for review is the Conservation District use application. And you can find that on the Office of Conservation and Coastal Land website. Because the proposed project involves the removal of a structure and the restoration of the land to its prior condition to the maximum extent practicable, it easily addresses the applicable criteria. That is the end of our presentation. We want to leave plenty of time for people to provide their input. So I'll turn it back to Tiger to lead the hearing.
Okay. We have three attendees. Would any of you like to provide public testimony? I guess not. We just have observers. Okay. Would anybody changes their mind? Written testimony may be forwarded to our office over the next 2 weeks. For more information, go to our website, which is dlnr.hawaii.gov/OCCL. And under applications, you will find this application for the decommissioning site. If you have questions, everyone is free to contact our office at 587-0382 in Honolulu. Last chance, anybody want to testify? Okay, this concludes our public hearing. Thank you for attending. I will stop recording and then I will also, by pressing end, stop the YouTube. So, bye.